While everyone's obsessing about the Christmas season, you've got a different season on your mind. One where red noses come from shouting your support in the crisp, cold, pitchside air. Where the roaring fire is in your belly, not your sitting room. And the perfect gift is an unexpected win. Don't miss a moment with a GAA season ticket. A gift for yourself or the fan in your life. Available at gaa.ie/season ticket. Are you in? The GAA, where we all belong.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
It's time for our annual review of the best cookbooks that are available for the Christmas. And as ever, we have Russell Alford and Patrick Handon, the Gastro Gaze, food critics with the Irish edition of the Sunday Times with us. Lads, thank you very much for being with us. So you've given me a big pile of books to start getting through. And I'm going to start with Jess Murphy's The Kai Cookbook, A Love Letter to the West of Ireland. Who's going to tell me about this?
I will. This is, if you're familiar with the food scene in Galway, Jess Murphy is very much at the heart of it. She is a fantastic chef who made Galway her home from New Zealand. Kai being the Maori word for food. And this, it's always been a restaurant, a destination restaurant that's been a favourite of ours for many, many years. And I remember talking to Jess about the prospect of a second cookbook because she published as part of the Blosta series, which we were involved in, the United Nations of Cookies, a couple of years back. She always said her second cookbook was going to be essentially a year in the life of Kai. And the way that this entire text is broken up, it's into seasons. So you have every recipe is very based on seasonal ingredients, the flavours of Kai during those seasons. And it's a really beautiful demonstration of the food that she cooks and her team cook, as well as the amazing producers. I think there's over 300 producers kind of featured and interwoven throughout the entire book. And it's a really gorgeous, as she says, a love letter to the west of Ireland.
Beautiful photographs of restaurants around the west of Ireland, and very much you can see local fresh produce from all the photographs.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like, you know, Jess is, if you're very familiar with her work, she's a huge champion of Irish producers. You've got, and you'd recognise these from menus, Andarle Farm, the crab from just off the Aran Islands, Quinyog Butter, Ballyhobuck Farm, who make amazing cheese.
Yeah, but bringing international stuff in, because I'm just opening to the pages. For example, East Indian Bottle Masala Lamb Chop with labneh and smashed cucumbers.
And they are the flavours that you start to see on the menu in Kai so often. There's one thing, I don't know, you probably remember during lockdown when we had all the meal kits and everything, one that she developed with the incredible dough bros in Galway was one, a lamb shawarma one, and she created a Buckfast hot sauce. So that tonic wine as a hot sauce. And she was keeping the recipe a secret for a couple of years, but the great thing about this book is there's a larder section at the back and she has revealed the recipe for it. So you can make your own.
At long last.
Okay, who's got My Irish Kitchen Table by Eunice Parr? Okay, Patrick,
so
tell me about this.
Eunice is obviously the powerhouse behind An Chips in Dungarvan and a staple on RTE's Today programme, where she pops up all of the time in the kitchen to share different recipes, and has also been an esteemed caterer for 25 years, so a quarter of a century. And it's hard to believe this is her debut cookbook, because I think all of us in our industry kind of hold her up as this kind of icon. But at long last, this is her debut cookbook. It's all about her Irish kitchen table that kind of anchors her home and also anchors her professional output as well. This is all about kind of comfort food, Irish classics.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
like,
got your stews,
simple
your
things
pies.
Like, I see her perfect roast potatoes, just simply a recipe to get your roast potatoes right. The same with your roast carrots. Your same with your gratin potatoes. Just treating them as a separate item, which I think is probably a good idea for people who might be a little bit lacking in confidence.
100%. I think the thing that this book achieves brilliantly is two aspects. It's the whole chapter on Sunday roasts, and it has all of the timings, it has the prep, it has every protein, it has all of the sides.
The Symphony of Roast Beef Dinner.
Isn't that
looking
the best title?
The beef looks beautiful.
And then there's also a whole chapter on Christmas too, and I think particularly at this time of year, this is the cookbook book to kind of give to the host, because all of us are
Is that not suggesting to the host you're not much good, you need something, you need the simple stuff
However,
done well.
If it's Eunice, you can kind of trust that it's traditional, it's comforting, everything works. This is a person who has a catering company, so comfortable organising groups, catering groups. So I think it's a great introduction from Eunice Power.
The Potato Book by Poppy Cooks. Did she rename herself?
Poppy O'Toole, a.k.a. Poppy Cooks. Yes, of course, the Irish boys coming on talking about potatoes. After talking about roast potatoes just there. Poppy O'Toole is an amazing content creator who really emerged during, again, COVID. How many times are we going to mention COVID? But a lot of people got great talent. I know, a lot of people got great careers around that time. And it's a wonderful kind of starting block for a lot of people. But Poppy was one of them. She was making loads of different recipes, but some in particular went viral, including her 15-hour potato. And this is those really delicate layers of potatoes that are compressed and then chilled and then fried, that you get those lovely crispy
edges. I'm just looking at the lovely photograph of it. I can't get over how many different things you can make out of potatoes.
It's incredible. So there's chapters on mashed roast potatoes, French fries and adjacent kind of fried dishes like that, classics, baked potatoes, salads, and then a couple of really inventive things. Like the very last recipe in that book is a potato cake, and I don't mean like one that you'd have with your Sunday fry. It is more like a wedding cake made with various different types of potatoes, such as mash, rosti, and even potato smileys, which there's a recipe for in the book. I think it's really clever because, you know, you sometimes get stuck in a rut. When you know how to make a good mash, you make a good mash. When you know how to do your roasties, you'll do them the same way. This will just maybe inspire you just to look a little bit differently.
It's like smashed potato nachos without the nachos.
Exactly, just have potatoes. Why bother with nachos when you've got potatoes?
All I have to do is look at that and I get fat again.
It's worth
it. All the carbohydrates and all those potatoes. Okay, who's got Shkill? Seasonal recipes and stories from a modern Irish bakery, Charlotte, Leonard Kane and Shane Palmer.
Speaking of carbohydrates, so this is Shkill. Obviously, Shkill is the Irish for Sadori or a tale. And this is the story of Shkill, the iconic bakery in Greystones, that has been kind of, it began as a pop-up about 10 years ago and has had a couple of iterations over the years until it got its permanent home in Greystones about 2 or 3 years ago, and it has queues out the door every day of the week. So this is kind of the culmination of Shane and Charlotte's kind of history and heritage in creating this bakery in Greystones, and it kind of goes behind the scenes to offer all of their tips, tricks and their secrets.
And particularly for making the sourdough, which again,
COVID.
Did everyone exactly?
If you have a bingo card there, you're going to get a full house shortly.
The thing about this is, I think this cookbook is aimed, it isn't aimed at the amateur. It's quite technical. It's quite seasonal. It's kind of aimed at that baker who is trying to kind of upskill, who probably queues to get their iconic croissants or their bread and is eager to kind of upskill it at home. The chapters are split into croissant, bread, pastry, cookies, and then Christmas too. There's a great Christmas section. And then at the end, there's a chapter all on condiments, preserves and ferments as well.
Okay, the next one I have is Lou Robbie's Make and Freeze, the ultimate guide to family-friendly meal prep. So who's taking this?
I'm going to take this. So I would normally be the type of person who go, oh, a meal prep book. And I think on paper, I'm very fond of Lou. She's known online as at Little Lou Cooks. And she started posting in 2021 during that time of our lives and became very popular as well. So this is her debut cookbook, over 100 recipes here. And it really took me by surprise as to how practical, how useful, how adaptive, and how family-friendly all these recipes are. I can absolutely see the type of person who is just that little bit stressed over to what to feed the family, what to feed the kids, what to put in the lunchbox, what to do for breakfast, but still have a bit of fun with it.
But I see it's a chapter for the air fryer as well.
There is indeed. And what's very interesting is
for
that
simple things like homemade chips, eggs and beans, you don't need a cookbook for that,
do you? No, go to the next page. But there's it's all the little symbols throughout. So everything is based on making and freezing and prepping and using your freezer. I think we'll fill up our freezers up to Christmas with the picky bits for when the guests come over. But afterwards, when January comes along, this book is probably going to be your best friend. It is great to do your batch cooking, put things in the freezer for a couple of weeks, and then just change your dinners around. Because I think a lot of meal prep, often people leave things in the fridge for a few days. They get sick of the monotonous nature of having the same thing. This gives you a great variety of dishes right through from breakfast, lunch and dinner. And again, as I say, one of her things is lunchbox snacks for the kids. And there's a great section of them that are very adaptive for, like, you know, nut-free environments, low sugar environments, which is very much on trend at the moment.
That's important.
It's a really, really good, really great book.
The next one is The Hungry Fishmonger, a seafood cookbook from Sebastian Skillings.
Yes, and he is... He also has a great Instagram account that has a 10,000 strong audience. He's a self-taught chef. He had a previous career in hospitality, and then he came over to Ireland a couple of years ago and trained up again as a fishmonger. And this is an interesting book. It's smaller than all of our others included this year, but it's self-published. And that's a trend that we're starting to see come through of those who probably haven't got the kind of audience to get a book proposal over the line, but who have the chutzpah and who have the talent to go, well, I'm just going to...
Very simple layout in this as well,
put
Patrick.
It out there
and
anyway.
It actually works, doesn't it?
And he created it, he styled it, he shot it, he published it. So this is aimed at the person who's into shellfish and fish. It's all about sourcing, selecting, preparing and cooking fish and shellfish. And I think it's good for the person who is comfortable cooking those anyway, and also those who aren't that comfortable too. It's accessible, it's in plain English, and it is delicious.
Okay, we have two left to go to. The Daily Dish Air Fryer, Deadly Dinners Made Fast and Easy by Gina and Carl Daly. Given the popularity of the air fryer, given the amount of people who I suspect might be getting air fryers for Christmas if they don't already have them, how good is this?
I love this book for, I love Gina and Carl for a start. I think they're great content creators. They're very warm personalities as well. And that comes through in the book. As you say, Deadly Dinners Made Fast and Easy is a tagline. And I think it's very much the approach that's in it. It's very approachable. It's very warm and fun. Air fryers are their thing. This is their third cookbook, but yet this is their first cookbook entirely dedicated to the device. So if you are someone who's getting an air fryer under the tree this year, and I'm sure plenty of people are, this is probably the great book to help introduce you to it. It helps you explain the functionality of it, how to use it safely. There's a couple of tips and tricks that we weren't fully aware of ourselves that were really useful to have, like, you know, how to ensure that you don't end up having to clean it more often than not by just putting bits of bread underneath the food.
Where the bread soaks up the fat then,
exactly, and it leaves you to do less cleaning. So it's not a bad little tip about using splashes of water here and there. Really, really good stuff. What I found quite surprising, kind of following on from what you were saying about Sebastian's book, it's actually a huge amount of fish recipes. And I think a lot of people, when they think of an air fryer, they instantly go to, as we'd affectionately call it, the batter platter. You know, the things that are all beige, the spring rolls, the chicken nuggets and the goujons and stuff like that. Of course, these are here in it, but there's a lot of fresh things. They really champion the papillote method of cooking, which is whereby you put a bit of fish with some flavouring into some parchment paper and they cook it in the air fryer really, really effectively. A great book for air fryer enthusiasts or newbies.
And then the final one, Padella, Iconic Pasta at Home by Tim Syedatin.
Yes, spot on. So Padella is the kind of iconic popular pasta bar in London. Tim is a former Jamie Oliver apprentice, and Jamie heavily in endorse this cookbook because he penned the introduction to it. Tim has spent kind of 20 years specialising in Italian cuisine, but throughout that time has specialised specifically in pasta. So this is kind of a single ingredient cookbook, but also a technique cookbook. I think all of us eat pasta at home, but are too quick to kind of grab the dried. And this is definitely going to give you inspiration and encouragement to create it from scratch. It's easy, it's accessible at home. And across kind of 300 pages, it has inspiration at every turn. I think it's the kind of cookbook that you aren't ever going to take off the shelf and go, yeah, there isn't anything in there that interested me. I think it'll have inspiration every single time.
That is it. That's Padella by Tim Sedatian. Thank you very much, Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon, the GastroGaze food critics with the Irish edition of the Sunday Times, for being back with us again this year with all your recommendations. We'll get photographs of the covers of the books up online as well and on social media posts. Thank you both.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.